I think one of the great things about our stamp program is that they really are reflective of American culture and history and our society. And in the case of the Simpsons stamps, for years we had received a lot of requests from the American public to feature the Simpsons on the stamps, especially from younger younger customers, I guess. And so it took a while for us to kind of be convinced that we should have the Simpsons on the stamps. But I think once we made that commitment to do it, it's just turned out very wonderfully, because a lot of people have really expressed, you know, how much they appreciate seeing them on there. They're fun, they're colorful, and they're certainly reflective of today's pop culture.
And is this the first time that the Postal Service has ever put cartoon characters on a stamp?
No. Actually, over the years, we've done quite a few. Actually, we just finished a five-year series with Disney where we featured a lot of their the Disney stamps, and it was all original artwork that was created for us, but it was all characters that had been, you know, Disney classics over the last several decades.
Did you ever have Popeye?
Popeye was on a stamp. I believe we did some comic strip characters a few years ago, actually quite a few years ago, a little bit before my time. But, yeah, I believe Popeye was on.
So tell us about the selection process for the artwork. Does it get submitted? Do people get paid to do the submissions, or do you only get paid as an artist when your work is selected?
Yeah, well, when it comes to the actual artwork, we don't accept unsolicited artwork. What we do accept is suggestions from the American public or anybody as to what a stamp subject might be. So in the case of the Simpsons, it was, you know, a lot of letters that came in, you know, hey, do the Simpsons. We just did a Bob Hope stamp that came out last week. You know, those were all the results of suggestions from the American public. And what we have about 50,000 people every year that share with us their ideas as to what ought to be on a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we take those ideas, we share them with a group called the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, and it's 15 volunteers that work on our behalf. They look at all of those ideas and subjects, and they narrow it down to about 20 to 25 different subjects every year. The final approval is made by the Postmaster General. But once the committee says, hey, we think the Simpsons is a good subject, then we turn it over to one of our art directors, and we search for whoever the best artist would be to do the work. Now, in the case of the Simpsons, Matt Groening was the creator of the Simpsons, and so we went straight to him and said, Matt, would you like to do the artwork for the stamps? And he just was overjoyed with it. He thought that was just the coolest thing. But in the case of Bob Hope, we wanted a really great portrait artist, so we went to Kazuhiko Sanyo, who's really one of America's great portrait artists, and asked him if he would do the artwork for us.
Well, surprising that Maggie Simpson is the winner out of the five here, because the rest of the family is wide-eyed and sort of grinning and smiling. She's got a frown on her face.
Yeah, I don't understand it myself. It could be the cute factor or something like that. I thought it would be Bart, and, Bart wasn't even in the running. It was between, Maggie and Homer, it seemed like. But it just goes to show you, you know, we always think that we know what the answer is, but the American public really kind of tells us.
Isn't that the truth? David Failer is our guest this morning, Executive Director of Stamp Services for the United States Postal Service. And can you share with us just a little of what the artist requirements are to create these pieces? Because obviously you said you go to the artist and you ask that person that you think would be most, you know, fitting to do the artwork. Do they have to do things in greater detail or, with the realization that whatever size they're painting is actually going to be squashed down to a little stamp size, or how's that done?
Yeah, that's the real trick is to, you know, there's a lot of great artists, illustrators, photographers out there that do wonderful work, but actually getting it reduced down to stamp size is quite an art in itself. What we have is we have four art directors they're not postal employees. Are contractors that work for us, and these four individuals are extremely talented, and they really keep their finger on the pulse of who are America's great artists right now. So when a subject is selected, we turn it over to an art director, and the art director goes out and, you know, tries to figure out, you know, who can best tell this story on a small little canvas, you know, the size of a postage stamp. And so, you know, we've actually over the years worked with a lot of really great artists that really just couldn't get it right for us, you know, to get it down to stamp size. So it takes quite a bit of work to be able to do that. Photographs end up translating pretty well, but again, it just depends on how the subject is framed and all of that sort of thing. So it's quite an art to be able to get it onto a postage stamp.
Yeah, some of the really great stamp designs, tiny as they are, in fact, they're no bigger than postage stamps, they still manage to convey a sense of space in them. I think that's really talent.
Yeah, you know, and that's really, and I am by no means an artist, so I don't understand how it all works, but our art directors and our creative people really, really have a knack for being able to do that. You know, it's great when you think about how tiny that little piece of paper is, and it really has to tell a very powerful message, and I think for the most part our stamps do that, whether it's a simple forever stamp that features the Liberty Bell, or it's the Simpsons, or it's Edgar Allan Poe, or it's we did Pioneers of the Civil Rights Movement earlier this year, where we took 12 people and we put them on 6 stamps. We actually put 2 portraits on each stamp, and it, you know, at first we thought, how is this going to work? And it worked out just wonderfully. So
it's amazing. And so the Simpsons, though, are not your biggest seller. What's the biggest selling stamp of all time?
Well, when it comes to the way we kind of measure popularity is by stamps, by people who save stamps, or the number of stamps that were saved, and it's always an estimate. But we go out, we do retention, what we call retention surveys, and according to our surveys, the best commemorative stamp of all time is Elvis, and we estimate that about 124 million of the Elvis stamps were saved by collectors or people that were just Elvis fans.
Thank you very much. So he's the king.
He's still the king.
No pun intended. And so who's number two? Do we know, or is there
two,
no such thing?
It was a pane of stamps called Wonders of America, and it just featured 40 really great scenic images, kind of iconic images.
I remember that. Yeah. That's quite beautiful.
Yeah, and so that was kind of number two. And then,
do they ever come back? Do you ever make a comeback if it was really popular and bring it back again?
No, not really. Usually with a commemorative, we print it one time. And
well, the stamp collectors would probably...
They
would really come at you if you reissued a stamp, because a lot of them invest in them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, Scenic Wonders, number two. Who's number three? Now I'm really testing your memory. Who's number 50?
But I think it might be our Greetings from America, which are very similar to the Wonders of America. And I can tell you, I know in the top 10, some of the others are DC Comics and Marvel Comics. So we were featuring like Superman and Spider-Man and, you know, some of those great comic book characters over the years. And then I think we had a pane of 50 wildflowers that represented
wildflowers. I like those.
State. And those were very popular and landed in the top 10 as well.
So, Mr. Failer, I need to ask one question from our senior internet editor, Suzanne Kubota. Was it the young Elvis or the old Elvis?
Well, it was the young Elvis.
I knew it.
You know, I don't know. America just has a thing for youth, I guess. it was the young Elvis that won out over the old Elvis.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about the stamps that are out now featuring The Simpsons. And it looks like the young Maggie Simpson stamp is the most. How did you know that? You just asked people because they bought the whole book, right?
Well, we actually did an online poll, and there was about 900,000 people that went online and cast their ballots. So
fascinating.
Wow.
Thanks. All right. Thanks so much for joining us today
to talk
about it.
Thanks for having me, and go out and use those stamps. Write a letter.